Off the Ball. GAA.
This is the first full year again of the new rules, and we kind of concentrated on that over the winter, how we could play to our advantage, what we could do well. And as I said, we've got that consistency there in the league, which we've been striving for the last couple of years. And I think with the consistency, it brings confidence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
In the meantime, Dara, good morning to you.
Morning, Ger.
And we also say good morning to you, Cullum.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mis amigos?
What's going on?
Halgrimson, door is still open for Dalap switch. Back of the Irish Independent this morning. This is Liam Dalap of Chelsea. I thought it was all said and done.
Yeah.
I thought the guy had gone. Hamer Halgrimson and John O'Shea have suggested the FAI have not completely given up hope of luring Liam Dalap into the Ireland setup. So they've made several attempts to bring Rory's son in. Hasn't proved fruitful yet, but emphasis on the last word there, yet. Now you'd take him, would you? But you'd always take an option up front that on paper could improve Ireland.
Great player. I don't like that thing of having to lure someone to play for us. I'm not a huge fan of that. But obviously, quality wise, of course you would. You'd take him all day.
Was there ever a reluctant player in your memory, say, who was British born?
And was good for us.
And was good for us, but was reluctant initially. So for instance, Andy Townsend, there's no bother recruiting Townsend.
Was there not?
Sorry, that's a question. I don't know.
I'd say all those players needed a conversation.
I think so. Well, Chemical Man, who was listening to this very sentence later in the day, as he listens back to the show, as he will feel that he feels just as Irish as any Irish-born person. So there's no convincing needed there at all.
Well, Kev was raised in an Irish house, and exactly. I think there's a difference between the players who were raised in Irish house and those players who discover later on in their careers that they have access to international football because of... now, having said that, right, obviously, you know, as the famous No Country Has Endured the Hemorrhage, used to be on a Smithick side, that's why we all know it. JFK came to Ireland, gave an incredible speech about the implications of multi-generational trauma foisted on us by the famine and everybody having to leave. You know, and the dividend for that was the World Cup in Italia 90.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it wasn't because most of us, their parents went to England. But anyway, the point being that there needs to be some payback to the country for the difficulties that we suffered. And in future generations, it'll be the kids who were born in Dubai.
Yeah, that's true.
To the teachers and nurses who went out because there was no jobs here.
You're not saying that the 800 years is worth it, but you are saying that eventually down the line, there is some sort of delayed retribution.
Yeah. What do we get out of that?
And compensation, so to speak. You are correct, though, for differentiating between Irish household versus Irish ancestry that you discovered. You are correct there.
You know, Rory did actually play for Ireland. He did represent us.
Yeah.
Now, it'd be interesting. You'd never hear from him. He's part of Robbie Keane's coaching ticket. And has been on that journey with him the whole way. So
I guess the question is, would you take a reluctant individual, regardless of talent?
I don't know. It's a weird one. Like, why are they reluctant?
So, if
they want to play for England.
This is the Scotland Harvey Barnes thing as well. And you see a plethora of examples here. So if a player, for one moment, has an inkling of doubt that's illustrated either in the face or by words, does it immediately kill the idea of this guy playing for us? I don't think so.
You know, life is complicated and tangled. And then you just have to make sure that when they do come, that they're not half-hearted about it and that they don't get in and out of squads, you know, pick and choose the games they want to play in.
That's it there, yeah.
Can I just ask you, rugby, as you don't have any problem with lads coming over, and or do you?
As in who?
You said you weren't mad on this, I don't want to misquote you now, but the players who were reluctant.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about like a James Lowe?
No, I'm talking about anybody. No, I'm not naming names. Like, oh no, I'm going to personalise this. James Lowe's a legend. Like,
well, we're talking about examples of of this happening in rugby. There's not really been that case of someone coming over. The only one I can think of is Eleanor Perry on the women's team. She
played for England.
Played for England, yes, and is now playing for Ireland.
But
It's an odd one. Like it.
Yeah, it is an odd one.
Are you more accepting of people moving in rugby than you are in football?
No. No.
But you're totally accepting of it in rugby?
No. What?
For national to play international, people have to move here, and you're like, that's fine.
When did I say that?
I'm asking.
Like no, like I don't see a difference in football. I just if someone wants to play for the country, then I'm all for it.
So it's just that the lap doesn't seem to want to play for us.
You said they've made several attempts to bring him over, and he said no.
But well, I don't know if he said no.
He's flirting with them.
I don't know if he's actually said no.
Keeping options open.
Right, but I guess the inference is if it's several. And
it hasn't worked.
They've matched, they have yet to arrange an actual physical
potentially.
IRL.
Well, the guy is obviously holding out. He plays for Chelsea, so he obviously went to Chelsea holding out the dream of getting selected by Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, and Tuchel picked a 100-man squad.
Yeah.
And they're like, look.
He's in there. He's just as valuable as Trent is
like
at the moment.
If he wants to play for Ireland, then I'd love him to play for Ireland.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I stand. I just want players to want to play for Ireland that are playing for Ireland.
Yeah. I think the rugby comparison is difficult personally. As you have your view there, Dara, and I just think rugby is such it's a much smaller world where you have, like, say, Ronan O'Gara talking about the England job potentially. And I don't even think that many people are outraged by that, because it's like one of the top jobs in rugby and there's not that many top jobs. And like when I look at it from an Irish perspective of guys that we got in, like I look at CJ Stander, right? I think we mentioned him yesterday.
Yeah.
CJ Stander if this makes sense at all, was incredibly Irish when he played for us. I was like, great, this guy's one of us. But he was only in the country 3 years. That was a 3-year residency rule, right? So it's pretty quick, like, to become Irish. And then he plays for us and he does brilliantly. And then he goes back to South Africa. He's like, oh, I'll probably never see that guy again, ever. So he was temporarily Irish, but I was all for it. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you go back to the football side of things, it was like that exact approach will almost seem alien to the sport, like football. I think it's a difficult comparison.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a little bit of apples and oranges. There is, I just think that maybe rugby has it better. You want more better players playing international rugby. If there's a logjam in one country and they want to go and play because they're the best games. So with football, the best games are all in the Champions League. Like, the most exciting stuff is the World Cup. But the highest quality is the Champions League. And
I think Delap would be reluctant too, because there's no guarantee he'd start.
This is the thing, it's probably not a position we need.
We could have Parrott, Ferguson and Delap as options.
4-3-3.
Yeah.
Find some way to make
them
work.
But they'd all be funneled Parrott into the middle
on the left, maybe.
Parrott can drift.
Why would you want
Evan
to drift?
Evan come back to get on the ball. We'll
let him do what he wants in. To do. It's working out really well at the moment,
well,
where he's playing. But he's left alone up front as the main man.
On
he has main character energy and it works for him.
On nights like the other night, he does, in fairness, he definitely needs to... to be the main man. And he did a brilliant interview with Nathan when the campaign started, talking about, no, I'm the best here. And everybody was kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good. There was no doubts. There was no like ifs, ands, or buts. So I think that we would take all the top quality players we can get our hands on. And I think the fact that his dad played for us,
it helps, yeah.
It certainly, you know.
I don't. Are people out there a bit scorned by the... We can't constantly use the Declan Rice example, right? But there's people... Well, if he doesn't want to play for us, you know, I don't want him.
Shame on me. Shame on me.
I'm not in the realm here of beggars can't be choosers. Like, I'm just saying, it's a good option.
No, but I think that, like, the under-17s, the League of Ireland put out a tweet saying, was it 19 of the 20 of them have come through League of Ireland teams? And like, okay, well, that's a great start. Now we need to continue to build on that. The team has just qualified for the World Cup. It's close enough to that, right? I'm misremembering the exact details of it, but we do also need to augment the squad with the heritage players, because that's how we're going to improve our lot from mid 60s to top 40 in the world and qualify for tournaments as a matter of course, be in playoffs for World Cups guaranteed. You know, like, everything needs to improve as fast as we possibly can to get to tournaments, and then continue to invest in the academies and facilities and never stop talking about it.
I still think we should be scouring the grandparents market.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
That's the manifestation of this in a way, because I don't know, what was Rory's qualification? Was that tenuous enough?
I don't know.
See,
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think we should be exploring those options. And if someone comes over, maybe they're reluctant at first, they play a few games and, you know, give themselves to the jersey and they put in 100%, then fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's... We don't mind that.
Sorry, the key point in Dan McDonald's piece is the very end. It's understood the FA are also looking at other players in northern setups who are open to the idea of playing for the Republic of Ireland. The example of Conor Bradley cited as evidence for the need to be more proactive Connor in this department. Like, what is going on?
I mean, but if Conor Bradley, like, maybe you wouldn't see Seamus Coleman at all, then, you know, it's like,
Conor Bradley. True, well, like, he could have played as part of the three.
The three. I was just like, top
and
my
then
head
he was
there.
Injured.
Top of my head there against Czechia this day last week. It's hard to believe. I think 9 of the starting 11 were born in Ireland. Finnezaz and Jack Taylor.
Was Chio Benny not
I think he was born in Cork.
Was he not the first African born player to represent Ireland famously?
Or maybe he was born abroad, but certainly raised in Cork.
Yeah, no, totally.
Certainly a Cork man. Azaz and Taylor never lived in Ireland. They
was born in Lagos.
Lagos, but Ogbeni's a Cork man, but.
Yeah.
I think Taylor and Azaz exclusively lived outside of Ireland. So it's actually like, it's a festoon with the lads who were born here, but like, I'm all about expanding the horizons here. So we're all over the world, Irish, famously.
Sorry, people are giving out to us because Delap's playing shit at the minute. Yeah. And it's like, he plays for Chelsea, but he never really plays. Aaron Mush is like,
have you not been watching? Oh yeah, it's too shy. We're not getting a team.
Yeah, okay, well, we get that. But
I thought we had bigger football minds than that in the comments. It's right now he's playing badly. Doesn't mean he's playing badly forever.
Yeah, he's going to get a move.
He got the Chelsea for a reason.
He'll get a move and he'll go somewhere and he'll start scoring goals and we'll be like, oh, that's good to have him in the
team.
Anyway,
that's perfect for us. A little hurt animal. Nurse it back to health.
He doesn't have a... I'm sure he's still young. Like, he doesn't have the best attitude at times, so he's picking up cards left, right and centre.
Oh, we want a bit of that.
Sometimes you don't want a bit of that. Wayne Rooney wouldn't take it out of his game type thing.
We need a bastard.
And apparently we're a bit too nice, aren't we? This Irish team. We're not cynical enough when it comes to it.
We're hearing, yeah.
Maybe we need a break.
We're very cynical. 4 minutes left to go, are we?
Does it still sit there as the greatest heartbreak for you? I heard you talk last Friday afternoon, Friday evening about it, actually, when you came back. It's a week on. Yeah, have you seen it all?
People who I go to football matches with, I'm going to spend some time with this week, but I was talking to one of them last night and it just immediately was like, ah, Jesus. It's just, did you hear Owen talking about having a recurring dream?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No.
So when I heard this, I thought he has a really good life.
Every night, because that's the first time.
This is your recurring dream, like the football. It's amazing.
What's your recurring dream?
Huh? Financial ruin.
Oh really?
No.
Are you a gambler?
No. Yeah. No. No, I'm not. No.
Why are you looking at the camera instead of what's going
on? No, I just realised we were on air there.
It went too far.
I was going to do a whole bit with you, but then I was like, oh no, that's serious.
No, go on.
Was gamble responsibly. Okay. Is a gamble aware that I
yeah.
Okay. We have a responsibility of some sort on the platform.
But sorry,
I was going to be my true self there.
You're a financial ruin. What,
no, I'm talking. Like, I'm just saying that Owen's like recurring dream. When you hear a recurring dream, it's always, oh my god, like, this is nightmare stuff. Like, you need to see a therapist about. But the nightmare dream is to do, or the recurring dream is to do with football. And was like, that's a nice place to be in life.
Okay, go on. Tell us more about yours.
I'd love to have a recurring dream. I can't remember the last dream I had.
You said
apparently we have hundreds of them every night.
One of financial ruin.
I was joking.
I don't have one either. I don't remember any dreams.
What are your dreams? Have they been impacted in any way?
Let us know your recurring dream.
Have they been impacted in any way by the football last week?
Could we give a Braeburn voucher for the best recurring dream?
Absolutely.
We'll do that next week.
Do it in my absence for the next week.
Well, sure, next Monday we're off air, so we'll just run this one today.
100 euro Braeburn voucher. Give us your best recurring dream.
And do you know what? We're actually not going to be able to look inside your head to tell if it's real. So if you're feeling creative this morning,
I'm asking a creative writer to get onto us. You know what I mean? So sorry, you were saying about Owen and his recurring dream.
His recurring dream was, and I don't want to butcher this, I might do now, but essentially in the dream, Ireland lose the game, but it's not a knockout tie. So it's like we have lost that particular moment, but we're still alive. So it's like it's not over. It's this tantalizing, we've experienced the thrill and despair, but we're still out there fighting for that title.
and he wakes up just as we're about to kick off that next match, is it?
I don't, it just that part is, you know the way you're kind of half awake when you realise that.
Yeah.
So he comes back to sense and no, you're gone. The World Cup will take place.
His dream. His
greatest jamboree of football ever across three massive countries. Yeah.
I hope that Owen's recurring dream is becoming a lucid dream now. So he realises that this is not real.
And he can step in and influence it.
Yeah. I heard that too, by the way.
Did you have any weird dreams after the football?
Last Thursday?
Yeah, no.
No. But I have, but I can't remember them.
Didn't sleep very well after the football.
Yeah, there's an adrenaline rush to it. Like, I knew it would be no matter how it ended.
The crash was horrific.
Yeah, I remember I was talking to Mick. Mick said he slept very poorly that night into Friday. So it was a kind of the adrenaline kind of that morning show. I remember after last Friday morning show crashing completely.
I think Tuesday was bad. It felt like everybody, the whole country was out taking yolks last weekend. Crash.
Yeah.
Blue Monday / Tuesday / Wednesday.
Yeah.
And even now, it's like...
It's a weird place this week, I think, I find, where people don't really know what to do with themselves in the sporting side of things.
I find a lot of people don't want to talk about it either. But I know anyway.
Really? It's collectively cathartic for the country to talk about this. I haven't met anyone who's rejecting the notion of it.
I have to say that Moriarty thing on Saturday night in Belfast was like a real kind of like, oh, we can heal ourselves. We have it within our gift to heal ourselves of any trauma, including the football-related one, which is the one.
No, but it's like the test is here. So say I've back with the Irish Daily Mail, right? So it's the lap story, and then Katie McCabe in the Champions League last night, which we might get to in a second. Munster trio ruled out of crucial Exeter clash. This is the Challenge Cup, right? So when I read out all those headlines, you're listening to those sentences, but at the back of the mind, are you still thinking about last week?
Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's so big. How can we just ignore this? How does life just go on?
We've had a terrible breakup.
Yeah,
and we're trying our best.
The world is still spinning. How?
I had an ex-girlfriend dream on the Friday night. I was like,
wow.
Yeah, I was like,
that's some.
Where is this coming from?
Wow. What?
My God, that was definitely a nightmare.
What happened with the ex-girlfriend?
That we're going to leave that one there. We're certainly not clipping that.
Did you talk about where it all went wrong?
No, there was just where did this ghost come from?
Okay.
Have you shared that story with your current girlfriend?
My wife, you mean?
She doesn't watch the show, does she?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's holiday shit. It's too early. Uh-oh. Just check my phone.
Yeah.
Put it on silent.
If Jared disappears at any point during the show, don't be surprised.
087-9180-180 is the WhatsApp number.
For what?
Let us know.
That is your best ex-girlfriend stories. No, do your best recurring dream story there, and there'll be €100 on its way to you.
Do actually. We love. Send in your voice notes. Describe it to us.
My point talking to my football buddy last night was, I don't know if you actually ever get over this now.
Yeah, it is interesting, right? I heard, do you know who I heard? I heard Dion last night, and Dion really kind of painted the vivid illustration of depression when it comes to this. So what's there to look forward to? I found myself coming out of it quite positive about the future.
Well,
I like, do you know what it is? I kind of like this team now, and I didn't have any particular strong feelings about them a couple of years ago.
I think that, unfortunately, that is a cycle of being a sports fan. And once you cop it, you realise that, like, there is a good time coming, be it ever so far away, is it's actually wishing your life away. So, I suppose, my buddy found it very difficult to support the team in 2002 after Keane wasn't part of it.
Right.
And I would certainly find myself in a fairly similar boat. And so, there was kind of you were obviously, you were very angry that McCarthy couldn't get the team past Spain. It's like, that's my abiding memory of that. And that is always this, like, the greatest lost opportunity in Irish sports history. During my lifetime. There's other times when the team should have qualified for the World Cup and they got done by referees. There's another time the FAI played a game in Paris against Spain instead of playing it in Dublin because they got bribed to move the game and we would have qualified for a World Cup in the 50s, right? So you could probably say, and if we had qualified for that, who knows what the course of football is. But that 2002, and it just feels like this is that also lost opportunity where the team is forming and we're going to this mad World Cup where a load of random stuff is going to happen because everybody's wrecked.
I think we're actually in a great moment right now, and we don't realise it. I think the feeling of warmth towards this team will have naturally dissipated a little bit by the time we next play a competitive game at the end of September, purely because so much will have happened between now and then, and we'll forget the feeling that we have right now.
Yeah,
I actually think we should cherish this romantic heartache. We won't feel this like the next time around, you know. We're starting all over again this Nations League campaign, where you know that the biggest talking point from that will be nothing to do with football.
No, it's
this was a summer holiday like the last few weeks.
It's somewhat like we're kind of lucky that we got to feel this shit about it.
In
that,
definitely,
it could have dragged along, got bad results, and made it to a playoff.
It really is
different fashion.
All about feeling.
Yeah,
and I feel that. I feel that strongly with each passing year. It's just really how it makes you feel, rather than watching something objectively, which we will also do. But you know, so often we come on the show and we're just talking about, you know, the night before in the Champions League and all that, and we'll enjoy it, and there'll be some good football played and there'll be talking points, and we'll get into it and we'll have great debates. But this is one of those rare luxuries where you really feel it as much. We all feel the same about it, everyone.
I guess
we just happen to have a microphone, and that's the only difference right now, and that's a privileged position.
I guess my point is that the lost opportunity is so great. Denmark weren't very good. The Czechs, we had the beating of them on multiple occasions, and we would have gone to a World Cup where, as I say, random stuff is going to happen to random teams. There's going to be some, I think, at least two bad teams in quarterfinals. We could have been one of them, you know?
The group is not right as far as they go.
Well, it's tricky, right? It is tricky. But at the same time, anyway.
Yeah. I was at a Hamnet yesterday, and kind of the team...
I'll cheer myself up with some Hamnet.
Yeah, the theme of the movie is kind of like closure. That's what I took from it. And that's what the last 5-6 days have been in Irish football as well. Just looking for closure. I don't think I've found it yet, though. Maybe Vinny will help us today, but...
Do you want a reminder of the group we would have been in?
Yeah, go on.
With South Korea, sure. Mexico.
South Africa, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the Souths.
Yeah.
Canada, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Qatar, Switzerland. There's so many winnable groups here. Brazil, Morocco, Haiti, Scotland.
How are we gonna watch that World Cup? And cover it.
You know. You know TBC, I mean? If we will.
Yeah. Like I'd always watch a major tournament, but when you come so close, and you can almost, like, because when you know Czechia play anyone, you'll be kind of looking at how Ireland would have matched up against South Africa and how they would have matched up against Mexico. It's like you're almost we're living the experience through Czechia now. Who he's going for? Who is it? Scotland?
You asked me that yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, I never know in the World Cup. Oh, sorry, to win it or as a
follow? Who are you?
I always warm to a player or two from a random nation, and it'll be my team when it starts. You know.
Yeah.
But look, we didn't want to watch the Qatar World Cup, and then when it was out of here, and like Saudi Arabia of all places beat Argentina.
Yeah.
We all went mental in here for a brief 10 seconds. You know what I mean? You'll get into it, I suppose, if you're of that persuasion. It'll happen. Don't worry about it. There is something to grab onto here.
Iran, Iraq, Haiti, all at the World Cup.
All those players were...
curious to see how they get on.
This is a much more difficult route. All our players are under 30. Right? If they continue to develop, bit of team spirit, bright by days ahead.
Look.
The Euros, they're imminent, 2028.
Yeah.
It'll be a minor miracle if we don't play at those.
Yeah.
It's just around the corner. This is just part of the story. It just happens to be, it feels like it's never going to happen now. But life moves on very quickly.
It does.
The problem
is,
we're luxuriating in this because it's a quiet sporting week. So we have time to think about it. That's the worst thing when you're grieving, is time to think. It's about to finish very soon. Anyway, Katie McCabe last night, what was she thinking? Oof. Huh?
Played very well.
I know people saw this.
Yeah.
Arsenal beat Chelsea in the Champions League quarterfinal. They lost 1-0 last night at Stamford Bridge. 1-3-2 on aggregate. They're to the semi-finals. They won the Champions League last season, of course, aiming to retain. Katie McCabe leaving Arsenal in the summer. Played the whole game last night. Left back, then centre back. Controversy at the end. Pull of the hair.
Alyssa Thompson, yeah.
We have this, do we?
We have a video of it, and then we have the post-match. I thought was just brilliant. It's an all-time post-match interview with Sonia Bombaster, the Chelsea boss. We'll just let it do the talking here if you want to play that video here.
Easing past McCabe. Oh, she was pulled back there. Let's have a look, Anita.
We've seen it back again. It's a definite pull.
I brought the phone with me. I don't know if you can see that, and that's probably not usual. But if you look at this video, and I don't know if you can see, but for me it's clearly a red card for the Arsenal player. She's pulling Alissa's hair. So I think for me, if the VAR again is not able to check that situation, I don't know why we have the VAR.
I can't believe that's never been done before. Pulling the phone.
Yeah, like straight red, 100%, and a suspension. Like, can't be doing that, you know? Oh, I'm sorry, I tried to pull the shirt, was the...
Katie took to her Instagram, to her 444,000 followers, to say on her story, black background, white writing, this is always apology land. I just want to clarify that I was genuinely reaching for the shirt. I wouldn't ever want to pull someone's hair, full respect to Thompson, the player in question. I kind of like that. I actually was trying to be a shithouse. But yeah, within the realms of football, pulling of the hair goes beyond the sport.
I don't mind them. She pulled away very quickly. It was like, oh, I've done that. All right.
She got booked earlier in the game for a tug on the shirt.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
She'd already been booked. She didn't even have a second booking.
Yeah. Was that a free or a booking? But she pulled back the shirt. I think it was a booking, and it was real cynical in the first half, and she laughed as she did it and she walked away.
Okay.
Which you would see her do for Ireland. Same thing. She has that in her game. This is the whole, you know, you're talking about Delap's attitudes. McCabe certainly has an attitude, but we're like, well, you never take that out of McCabe's game.
Yeah, well, I think it's a credit to her game. I think Liam Delap has been coming off the bench and getting cards and not making an impact.
If you're not
in
doing
games,
it on the ball, don't bother doing it off the ball.
He got sent off very early in and got a suspension when they needed him early in the season when things weren't going well for the previous manager. Who's going to be the next Man City manager? Maresca. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
Do you think Maresca's low-key working at the moment with Man City?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like Felix Jones. Remember when Felix Jones was on? Didn't he do his...
he was on gardening leave.
Gardening leave, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that happened in the 93rd and 54th second minute of 94-minute game. So, it was idiotic. She is going to get a suspension, I presume, off the back of that.
Chelsea had scored again, it was 3-3, wasn't it, on aggregate?
Yeah, but they weren't going to score again. It was 6 seconds left.
I suppose it's a bit... Why did Ryan Manning pull the shirt as well, you know?
Yeah, shouldn't have done that. It's stupid.
But I think you're trying to defend something so desperately.
Half second.
That you
decision,
do these crazy things that you would normally never do. So she can be...
Very, very out of character, is it?
By whom?
Katie.
Yeah, she does have a good Paul Scholes.
I haven't seen her do that now.
But similar thing. She has a good Paul Scholes-like ability to somehow get away with being sent off. That Wales game at the Aviva, it was a minor miracle she wasn't shown a red card that night.
She doesn't
hold back. Anyway, she is through to semi-final, looking to retain the Champions League. Festooned with comments as per. Do you want to get to anything else? No? He, Delap, doesn't get in over Parrott or Ferguson if fit.
No, but great bench option.
Great option.
He'll be in the squad.
You know, great
there'll
option.
Be a period where he does get in and they'll be injured or suspended. Come on. Got to think this amazing scenario where everybody's fully fit all the time. Doesn't happen.
Come on, is right. Cathal O'Leary, CJ stand there, came, played, retired, got out of Dodge immediately. Well, that's a fact. I don't know if there's a judgment there.
Yeah.
Got out of Dodge. There's a judgment there.
S. O'Donoghue says, people need to want to play for Ireland. This is the point. This is the question at the very start of this show this morning.
Yeah.
If the player doesn't want it, what calibre of player would you still accept?
Oh, well, as in a world-class player that doesn't want to play, but somehow ends
Why
up playing for Ireland.
Why is this world-class player playing for Ireland?
And how often does he show up?
only
for the competitive
games. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that if you're that good.
If Mbappe is like, I want to.
We gotta go, do we?
We gotta move on.
I have another recurring dream.
Off the Ball Breakfast
with Viagra Connect 50 mg film coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability. Following pharmacist consultation.
Off the Ball.
GAA.
This is the first full year again of the new rules, and we kind of concentrated on that over the winter, how we could play to our advantage, what we could do well. And as I said, we've got that consistency there in the league, which we've been striving for the last couple of years. And I think with the consistency, it brings confidence.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.